Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by the Bennett Automotive Group. Now, here is your host, Jason Bishop. Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and by the Bennett Automotive Group. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Heron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you doing it, and glad to be here.
Well, Coach, I guess let's just jump right in. Friday night, you do the Jamboree scrimmage with Valdosta, as well as Cairo. So talk a little bit about what you saw from your team Friday night.
Well, you know, a little bit of good, a little bit of bad, a little bit of ugly, I guess, you know, but it was a really unique format. And, you know, I've told our guys repeatedly that the way we did it, you know, playing Cairo, who we didn't know we were going to play till Wednesday night, I guess, and then having a 6-minute break and having to play Valdosta, who was sitting there waiting on us, was probably the worst thing we could have done on Friday night. But I'm hoping that by this Friday night, it'll turn out to be the best thing we could have done, because it really put a lot of pressure on us. It'll put a lot of stress on all the phases of our game, all phases of our communication, and, you know, all the things that go on the sideline. We were really put under a lot of stress, and it exposed a lot of flaws that we had that I didn't know. And so the good news is we got to see that. And, you know, if we'd had one scrimmage against one team, we would have seen some of that. But having two scrimmages against two teams, I think that amped it up for us. And you know, we've been able to work and talk and hopefully correct some of those things to get ready for this Friday.
You know, and what I've told some people, I'd like you to kind of expand upon this, is going into that scrimmage, it's not like Cairo, granted a 4A squad, it's not like they're chopped liver. They're a perennial playoff team. Last year they were in the playoffs. I think they got bounced in the second round by maybe Benedictine, if I'm not mistaken. So they're a really good football team. And only playing a team for two quarters when you're a 7A versus a 4A, not playing them for a full game doesn't really allow you to take advantage of your numbers, because you're not playing a full game.
Well, you know, honestly, they are a good football team. I think they're ranked fifth or sixth in the preseason in state. And, you know, Cairo's always had a good program. And, you know, not making excuses at all, but, you know, a lot of the things they hurt us with when we were on defense was formation type stuff that we had not prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hadn't seen some of the stuff they'd done, you know, certainly in the spring, and we hadn't worked on it in the summer. And, you know, we weren't preparing, you know, for them, you know, during the week. And so they had some success that, had we been able to game plan a little bit and get our kids lined up a little better, certainly might have helped us there. But yeah, again, they're a good team. I mean, heck, I honestly thought they were just as good as Valdosta. I didn't see a lot of difference in the two of them, size wise, speed wise, whatever. They're both pretty daggone good.
And speaking of Valdosta, Coach, honestly, I was surprised with how good Valdosta looked in the scrimmage. I really thought that with everything they had going on in the offseason, that they might lose players, key players, to other places like Valwood, maybe even Lowndes. And they came out and they looked really solid Friday night.
I think, you know, the nature of high school kids and even coaches, you know, they have been faced with a lot of adversity, a lot of crazy stuff. But I think that's probably motivated them, you know, and I've seen that happen with other teams. You know, you have things go wrong on a large scale in your program, you know, you kind of rally the troops and circle the wagons and all those cliches people use. But I think it lets you focus a little bit more. And, you know, it's a credit to their staff and their team and, you know, their community. I mean, Valdosta's still Valdosta, you know, and they take it seriously. So, yeah, I thought they were, you know, very good for a first scrimmage. I thought they were extremely organized and all that stuff. And, you know, they did a good job.
This is the Camden County Wildcat Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, watching the game Friday night, having the opportunity to call it as well. One of the things that really stood out to me was the quarterback play. I thought the quarterback play, having a new quarterback under center, that it was really good, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I think you're spot on. You know, playing quarterback in a wing tee is very difficult because there's so many moving parts and so many decisions, and we check so many things at the line of scrimmage and all that. And I was really pleased with Gray. He graded very highly. Now, he didn't have any big plays the other night, but he didn't have any bad plays. And, you know, right now, that's really important to us. So, you know, the big plays will come. The bad plays, hopefully, will stay out of the picture. But, yeah, he handled himself very well. You know, really, I guess, probably his first start. I don't know. But, you know, in a completely new offense, a lot of interchangeable parts, I thought he did very well.
You mentioned no big plays. He did have a touchdown pass that was dropped in the end zone, if my memory serves me correctly. The ball was spot on, and we just had our receiver turn the wrong way, turn right instead of left. And if he doesn't do that, that's probably a touchdown, if my memory serves me correctly. But, yeah, you're right. I'm glad that you reiterated that because I thought he did a fantastic job. Coach, talk about our running game in the scrimmage. What were your thoughts on that? So important in the wing tee.
Oh, yeah. I was really pleased with it. You know, Jason, one of the things that we talked about as coaches that we typically script our first 15 plays. Mm-hmm. Now, we had a script for Valdosta's defense and what we thought we were going to see. We did not for Cairo's, but we kind of used the same script and thought, you know, just hoped that it would work. We didn't know what they were going to play at all. And the first possession, they played something that was kind of similar, I guess. But, you know, both scrimmages, we took our opening drives and drove down and scored. And we were on script when we did that. You know, it was the plays that our kids had done, in, you know, on Thursday and Friday. And, you know, once we got off script and we started, you know, trying to call stuff off the cuff and you know, based on what we were seeing and stuff like that, we started having more mental mistakes. And, you know, that was to be expected. You know, we're still growing and learning, but you know, when we were on script, I felt like we were doing a pretty good job, and our running backs did a real good job. You know, we had some issues there. You know, there were certain things we couldn't call because Jamie's wearing a cast. You know, there were certain things we couldn't call because this kid was in, that kid was in. But, you know, I felt like our running game was pretty good. Both teams, Cairo and Valdosta, did a really good job. And that's typical of South Georgia football. You know, they didn't give up a lot of big plays. You know, we'd get 6, 7, 8 yards, but we weren't breaking things. And, again, I've always said one of the differences in South Georgia football compared to Metro Atlanta football is down here, defensive backs are not afraid to come up and make a play on the run. In North Georgia, sometimes they're still back there hoping you pass so they don't have to tackle nobody. But, you know, Valdosta's secondary was extremely good and physical, and Cairo's was too. And so a lot of times where we were just one shoestring away from going the distance, they made the play. So all in all, I thought the biggest difference in both scrimmages, you know, is that we didn't get those big plays that we hoped to get later, and they did get a couple big plays. And, you know, honestly, we're not good enough yet to sustain long drives, you know, because somewhere along the line we're going to have a breakdown, a mistake. Happened the other night, a couple of critical situations. Had a motion penalty, called back a touchdown. We had a guy go the wrong way on a critical third down. You know, and again, those things are going to happen this time of year. But, you know, I told the kids in our offense, if we're really good at misdirection and faking, and we're really good at downfield blocks, we'll get a lot of big plays. And that's was something that was missing Friday night.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, a word from our sponsors.
Knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, one thing I wanted to ask about the scrimmages before we jump ahead to Columbia. Talk to us about injury situation. We get out of the scrimmage pretty unscathed. We look okay?
Yeah, we really, really did. And, you know, our kids, I think we're in decent shape for this time of year. It's been a weird summer and, you know, a lot of rain and that sort of stuff. But, you know, felt like our kids were pretty well conditioned. We got tired a little bit against Valdosta, but, you know, we didn't get much of a break in between halves, but yeah, we're good. You know, certainly a little beat up, all that kind of stuff to be expected, but now we're ready to go.
Coach, so Friday night, we do it for real, right here at home, Chris Gilman. Columbia comes down from Decatur. Talk a little bit about what you know about Columbia.
Well, you know, I didn't know a lot about them. I've certainly never played them, but, you know, we swapped film. We gave them our scrimmage and we got theirs. They literally went to Alcoa, Tennessee, and scrimmaged Alcoa the Friday that we were at camp, so the Friday before Valdosta. And Alcoa, I think, has won like 14 out of 15 state championships up there in the last 15 years in Tennessee. You know, they're a triple A program in six classifications, but they're always really good, really well coached. In fact, I got to watch them play in the state championship last year when I was at Tennessee Tech and we were hosting the games. So I know Alcoa's program is really good. Well, Columbia went up there to scrimmage them. The coach said, you know, so they could get used to making a trip like that, to get used to coming down here, and played them really tough. It was a 14-8 game, I believe, when they quit playing the starters. So, you know, I was really impressed with them. They're very well coached, and you know, they're going to show up with more athletes than we have, I promise you. Now, we may have more players, but just big-time athletes, they've got some. And, you know, hopefully that we can wear them down some as we go. You know, that's part of the plan, I guess. But they're talented and well coached and seem very disciplined.
What are some things that, you know, not to be cliche about it, but if we had to be cliche, we will. What are some things that we'll need to do Friday night to win the football game?
Well, first and foremost is, you know, I told the kids after the game in the locker room that I wasn't disappointed in how we played. I was disappointed in all the little things that we did wrong, from an organizational standpoint, from a sideline standpoint, from our special teams, our substitutions, all those little things that, you know, you can practice all year round and, you know, till you get in a game situation, some of those things don't show up. So the first thing we've got to improve is just our sideline management and our substitutions. And, you know, we had four special teams plays the other night that we only had 10 men on the field. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that just drives me crazy. I want us to be organized. I want everything to be exactly according to plan. And it was another night. And, you know, I was mad at myself. I was mad at the other coaches. You know, I was mad at you name it. Because, again, we've got to be better in that situation. You know, kids got to pay attention, be on the field when they're supposed to. Coach, I mean, you know, we literally work on everything like that, you know. If it's a timeout, this is where you're at on the field. This is where, you know, you take a knee in the huddle. You don't get water until we got everybody there, those type things. And I think literally the other night we had a timeout and ran the offense back out there and one of our guys didn't go. You know, it was really a crazy night on the sideline, and something we've certainly got to be better at this week.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your offensive line from the scrimmages moving into this week of practice with the wing tee is so important to get really good offensive line play. How have they looked after the scrimmage heading into this first real game?
You know, I thought they did some good things the other night. We certainly made a lot of mistakes. But again, playing offensive line in a wing tee is a very complicated thing to do. And, you know, I thought fatigue might have got us a little bit there later against Valdosta. But we had Noah DeMerritt, who's a really good football player. Noah had been playing center most of the preseason, spring and everything. And we wound up having to move him to tackle last week because of a COVID issue with the kid we thought was going to play tackle. And so we had a new center and a new left tackle. And, you know, they were especially, you know, that was tough on them in a short amount of time. But, you know, we're trying to move some guys around and improve. But, again, you know, our offense is complicated. And, you know, you can do a lot of things right, but if one guy goes the wrong way, you got an issue. And, you know, those are things. There were times of the night we looked really good. They looked really physical against both teams. And, you know, that was our point of emphasis. I told them literally that morning, I said, look, I don't care what the outcome of these games are, it's a scrimmage. I said, but when it's over with, I want people to say we were more physical than Cairo or Valdosta. And, you know, I thought we were at times, or a couple of times maybe we weren't, but I thought for the most part we were. And, you know, that starts with the offensive line.
Coach, moving into the football game, I want to talk a little bit about your defense. I thought all in all, you know, with the scrimmage game, like you said, not really being prepared for Cairo and having a young defense against a really talented Valdosta school. And you and I talked about it, defense is young. How have they looked post-scrimmage, into the week of practice, heading into Columbia?
Well, we made a lot of mistakes the other night, and primarily alignment mistakes. And, you know, again, Cairo gave us some really crazy formations. They were in quads and empty and trips open, trips closed. You know, and we really hadn't put a lot of time in preparing our kids at all for that. And so we misaligned. We didn't do a lot of things that we should have done fundamentally right. So we've worked real hard on that this week. And, you know, again, we've got some film on Columbia. We're going to learn to line up against their formations and stuff. But, you know, fundamentally, you know, ironically, Bobby Bowden just died. I said this to somebody the other day, and I heard Bobby Bowden say one time, he said, you know, if we get beat at Florida State and we go back out to practice, all we do is work on fundamentals because that's why we got beat. Mm. And, you know, I felt like the other night, fundamentally, alignment and fundamentals is what caused some breakdowns on defense, and we're working really hard to improve that.
Well, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and you know, I made the point of, you know, you weren't prepared for Cairo. Valdosta, I thought, was a little better than what we thought. Also, with the short time to flip, you know, go from Cairo to Valdosta, not a lot of time to the normal 20 minutes between halves, you know, and I just said to them, you know, I think Friday night against Columbia, we're going to see a whole different animal than what we saw in the scrimmage game or the scrimmage jamboree with Cairo and Valdosta from Camden.
Well, we hope so. You know, again, there's some things we did the other night that were real good and we want to continue, but there's certainly things we can improve on. And, you know, defensively, I think, again, we've made some progress this week, but, you know, our kids' effort was good. We just, again, alignment mistakes. And Valdosta scored two long plays on us, and literally we had the same stunt called on both of them, and we ran it wrong both times. You know, if we can get those things fixed, then we're going to be a whole lot better.
We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group. Coach, you know, we talked about the scrimmage a little bit, and we've talked about the game against Columbian, you know, hopefully what we think we might want to expect. And I kind of want to talk to you now about moving forward with the season. Obviously, you know, Columbia Friday night at home, and then the week after that, I know you like to go game by game. Looking at the schedule, you know, you're going to go up to Glenn County to play Glenn Academy, and then you get Beacon Hill, then up to Marietta. To play Marietta, and then Oakleaf comes to us, and that's the first half of the schedule. Have you set any type of long-term goals for yourself or for the team for the season?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, we play at home Friday. Our goal is to win that game. Then we go to Glenn. Our goal is to win that game. Then we go to come back home, win that game, go to Marietta, make a long trip, win that game, come back, impress the home crowd against Oakleaf, win another game. I mean, you know, again, my expectation is we're going to win every game. And, you know, I expect my kids to believe that. I expect my coaches to believe that. And, you know, it is a tough schedule. Don't get me wrong. I've looked at it, and it won't be easy. But, you know, again, we need to get off to a good start Friday night. And then we need to build on that. And then each week, we just keep getting a little better. And, you know, our end game, I told them in the weight room this morning, we were congratulating them about how many we were doing power cleans and how many of them did more today than they did a month ago when we tested them. And, you know, that's a good sign because, you know, again, everything we're doing right now is trying to point us to being successful in the playoffs. And, again, Friday night is not nearly as important as being really good in November. But again, we're going to play. I'd like to win. So we want to get better and win as opposed to lose and then learn from it. So I've always believed it's easier to win and learn than lose and learn. So.
Coach, my impression so far since your return, there has been a huge groundswell of community support for you and the program. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, about how involved the community has been and how willing they've been to just kind of open their arms, welcome you back, and help in any way they can?
Well, it certainly makes me feel good that they have. And, you know, again, we've made a lot of good friends here, my family and I. And, you know, some of it's that. You know, some of it, you know, people are just, they like change. And, you know, until they see how that works out, they're excited about it. But, you know, Camden County has always been a great place for high school football. I mean, it was before I got here. It was after I left. You know, so we are happy about the excitement. Miss Smith told me this morning, showed me the difference between last year's reserve seating chart and this year's reserve seating chart. And this time last year, we had 385 reserve seats that were not sold. This year, I think we have 60 maybe right now. So that's a pretty good uptake. And I told our kids, I said, look, you know, you better be ready because we've been telling everybody we're going to be better. Now people are going to show up and expect to see that, and we've got to perform.
The cowbells are coming.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great news. So if you don't have reserve seating, better get it now because they're going fast. So, Coach, when you talk about, you know, the long-term goals, obviously, like you said, you want to win every game. I see this team as a playoff team and a team that's capable of going deep into the playoffs if everything falls the right way. Do you see this team the same way as being a deep playoff team, or is it you feel like, you know, we're still kind of learning, still young, and we'll see where we end up?
Well, I think how we progress during the season will dictate that. I mean, because it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're not ready to play and at your peak when the playoffs start in Georgia in 7A, you're not going to be successful no matter where you're coaching at. You know, but our, like I said, our goal, our everything we're doing right now is to try to point us towards success in the playoffs. And, you know, one of the long-range goals is this, that, you know, Camden hasn't had a home playoff game in a while. And having a home playoff game here at Camden County is a huge deal because somebody from Atlanta is having to come down here. And, you know, had they played Parkview at home last year, they probably win the game as opposed to having to travel to Lilburn. So, you know, we've got to find a way to win in the region so we get to play at home.
Thanks for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, thank you for taking the time. And any final things that you want to say heading to the game against Columbia and talking about the scrimmage, any final words?
Well, you know, again, we appreciate the support we've had up to this point. We hope that'll carry over Friday night. You know, we want our fans to be there. We want them to be loud. We don't want them to just sit there and watch. We want them to be actively participating and helping us win. And we're excited about getting a chance to go out there.
Coach, thank you for taking the time.
No problem.